I'm Kevin Cross. This is your look at sports. The Martin County West softball team is scheduled to be in the Section 2 Class 1A tournament at home on Wednesday. All of the first round games in the bracket moved from Tuesday to Wednesday due to weather conditions. The 17-3 Mavericks are the number 3 seed after winning 11 of their last 12 games entering the bracket. MCW will host number 14 seed Minnesota Valley Lutheran. The Chargers are 2-17 overall and looking to snap a 12-game losing streak. MCW beat MVL 3-0 on April 12th. Dan Svoboda leads our coverage of the Mavericks beginning at 4:45 with the first pitch at 5 o'clock on Extreme. If the Mavericks win, they will be scheduled to host the winner of number 6 Nicollet versus number 11 Red Rock Central Westbrook Walnut Grove on Thursday. United South Central is the top seed in the bracket, waiting for the winner of number 8 Janesville Waldorf Pemberton and number 9 Springfield. New Ulm Cathedral is the number 2 seed and will host number 15 Heron Lake Okabena Fulda. And the winner of that game will play the winner of number 7 Mountain Lake Area Comfrey versus number 10 Medelia. Cleveland is the number 4 seed, hosting number 13 Alden Conger Glenville Emmons, and will play the winner of number 5 Sleepy Eye versus number 12 Sleepy Eye St. Mary's. The first two rounds of the Section 2 Class 1A tournament are played at the ballpark of the highest seed before moving to Caswell Park beginning on Saturday. The Jackson County Central girls golf team is scheduled to play the Section 3 Class 2A tournament on Wednesday. Action is expected to tee off at Oakdale Golf Club near Buffalo Lake at 10 a.m. The Jackson Bulls game in Blue Earth against the Pirates has been canceled. The first night league game with the Lakefield Horned Frogs visiting the Wyndham Pirates is rescheduled to Monday, May 26th. The Martin County West baseball team begins the Section 2 Class 1A tournament on the road Thursday. The 3-12 Mavericks are the number 12 seed in the bracket with a 3-9 record in the section. MCW will visit number 5 seed Minnesota Valley Lutheran in New Ulm. The Chargers are 9-9 overall with a 4-3 section mark. The teams did not play each other during the regular season. Our coverage begins at 4:45 with first pitch at 5 o'clock in New Ulm on Thursday. The winner plays either number 4 Medelia or number 13 Mountain Lake Area Comfrey next Tuesday. The two highest seeds in the bracket get a first-round bye. New Ulm Cathedral is the top seed, awaiting the winner of number 8 Mankato Loyola Emmanuel Lutheran and number 9 GFW. Springfield is the number 2 seed and will play the winner of number 7 Sleepy Eye and number 10 Bold. Cleveland is the number 3 seed, playing number 14 Heron Lake Okabena Fulda, and the winner of that game plays the winner of number 6 Sleepy Eye St. Mary's and number 11 Martin Luther Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman. The Section 2 Class 1A baseball games this Thursday, plus next Tuesday and Thursday, will be played at the ballpark of the high seed before the bracket moves to Mankato East next Saturday. The Jackson County Central baseball team is the number 6 seed in the south half of the Section 3 Class 2A tournament. The 6-13 Huskies collected a 1-11 section record during the regular season. JCC will visit number 3 south seed St. James. The Saints are 14-4 overall with an 8-4 section mark. JCC lost twice to St. James during the regular season. The first pitch will happen at 5 p.m. at St. James Area High School on Tuesday. The winner of the JCC versus St. James game will play either number 2 Laverne or number 7 Redwood Valley on Thursday with the high seed hosting. Fairmont is the top south seed with a bye in the first round. Wyndham is number 4 and Pipestone is number 5, so the winner of that Tuesday game plays in Fairmont on Thursday. You can always find our latest local sports coverage online at kkoj.com. That's your look at sports. I'm Kempson Cross.